This is the October, or an October, all-day city in Springwater, October 2015. A cold day. Cloudy sky, and a hall on a beautiful hillside, looking out over another hill. The lingering colors of fall, of leaves and bare trees, of evergreens, and a room full of people sitting together in silence, maybe not knowing each other in a conventional way, or maybe we do have memories, history, but this invitation of silence, of being here, maybe we could put it in the form of a question. Is it possible to be together without the conventional, the usual ways we categorize, think about each other, and speak? Or at least to begin to listen. To what's going on here. Here, not being limited to this, whatever it is, this lump, this body. This brain, body brain. Maybe in the silence, it's not quite so quiet. The brain producing thought after thought. And some of the thoughts yielding to or in bringing up emotional reactions, physical reactions. But perhaps there can be a watching, listening, awareness, a stillness in which whatever occurs can be observed, seen, felt. No more than that. No less. So I made a big list of things to possibly talk about today, having been asked if I was interested in giving the talk, and saying, okay. There have been a lot coming up in group and in a private meeting and in correspondence. But sitting this morning, after having written the list, in this room, with so many quiet people, and for a moment, I don't know of what duration, that quiet sort of taking over, trumping the noisy machine, the thought-memory complex. And it is complex, intertwining. But the silence was so simple. And so broad, so spacious, all-encompassing. Relieving, relaxing. Did that seem like a more pertinent in the moment thing to go into? This silence that's somewhat or altogether eludes definition. It's not just not talking. It just comes to mind that a lot of times not talking has a number of different flavors. In a family or in a workplace, couple getting so frustrated with each other that they stop talking. Even here, so many times I hear, "Well, I just stopped talking with so and so." You know, we live and work together. That I added the second part. Because it just makes so much sense. Every time we talk, we get into some kind of difficulty. So I don't think that's the silence of sitting quietly together, of that freedom and openness and spaciousness. Of course it's not. It's a very noisy silence that one has to really reinforce to justify, and it vibrates. It has its own energy, or its own deadening. Or there can be a quiet of being afraid to speak, avoiding. Feeling not smart enough in a classroom or in a group of people. They all seem to know so much more. Or they're so much more at ease with each other. Although something's just occurring here that even in these examples or these other avenues of silence, there can be a pausing and a listening and a kind of a switching outside. Maybe superficially it looks the same. It's quiet, there's no talking. But something shifts, and there's an openness. So the shyness or the anger, the withdrawing is seen, and it's not dominating. I just have a picture in the mind of being in a restaurant recently and a little baby in another booth. And the eyes following everything, everyone. An alertness, an aliveness, a sense of wonder that needed no words. It was open, available. Oftentimes, people coming for the first time to a day of silence or a week of silence, well, I suppose there's two things that come to mind, and probably a thousand others, but two common reactions are some trepidation, some fear. What will it be like? And often two people are relieved right away. Hearing more of that lately. To have a break from the noises of the house, the workplace, and then maybe noticing that it's, again, that it's not quite a complete break, that the noise keep cycling. The to-do list is still there, or the what I haven't done list. So this other aspect of silence comes to mind, which is perhaps in the face of that baby, that alertness, that wonder. Hearing all of the thoughts cycling, I've come, I drove for an hour, or 2 hours, or three, or four, to get to this place, to take a break, or to take a really serious look at oneself. And all I'm doing is thinking about crap, usual stuff. And I'm wasting my time. One person used to come to retreats and said, people say I'm spinning my wheels, not grinding my wheels. Spinning my wheels. Because I should. There's an assumption there, either tacit or spoken, not out loud, in the thought arena, that I should be quiet, I should be accomplishing something, I should be relaxing, I should be what? A thousand things. I should be becoming enlightened, deepening my practice. Or there has been one of these moments of quiet, either in a hall like this, in a sitting place, or on a busy street in the city, or playing basketball, reading, and all of a sudden there was that moment of all of these concerns, all of these ideas about how things should be fell away. And saying fell away, one didn't even notice them going. It was just, there was this here-ness, aliveness, in a very simple way. And why is that not here now? What happened? How can I replicate this? And then we become very easy to manipulate. Somebody says, well, I have a technique, I can show you something. Just do this. Follow this method. And we try that, and maybe there's a little bit of success, and there's a little bit of frustration. And we try it again, and it's not quite so much, and it's maybe seen that it's really just more of the same, more trying to make things different than they are. Maybe not. Maybe that engine is so strong that the fuel for the engine is the dissatisfaction with the what's here. Yeah, just that. So perhaps in a pausing, a listening, coming to a quiet day, There's an awareness, a sensing, an opening to this uneasiness. We won't say with stillness or with silence, this uneasiness with what I call myself, what I represent as myself in thought, what I believe in, what I believe in that is the content of thought. I say I'm not this and I'm not that and I should be this. It's tiring. Just saying that, it's tiring. Bouncing back and forth. And this quietness that feels so maybe enticing, but elusive. This quietness where there's kind of a giving up is here. Not set as a promise or as it should be, and maybe it isn't, and I feel like I should be doing something. But it's not somewhere else. Can't be. And all of the flailing, all of the struggling to find something is part of the noise, the static, the uneasiness. It sounds so simple to just stop. And it is simple. But I think everything in the system, all of the training, what some people call conditioning, and the history, the past, the shared past, not anyone's fault, all of the things that are accumulating speak to trying and struggling, seeking, that it's almost impossible to imagine this kind of, I don't know what, stopping, for lack of a better word. Stopping and listening. And again, not creating a new should. A new technique, a new something that's on the to-do list. You don't have to struggle to hear the wind. It's there. And now it's not. Not the sound. There's the sound of the silence. The no thing. We're not thinking all the time. And not that thought is bad, but we're not thinking automatically all the time. Let me put it that way. There are these moments of coming to awareness. I don't feel that this is anybody's special property. It's not the property of the advanced meditator. It's here. It's possible. It's probably happening. But the noise sometimes obscures what's here, often. Getting caught up in the noise itself, not the sounds, but thinking that's all there is. There was an example that came to mind this morning. I was a little hesitant because I'll have to ask permission to retell this after the fact. But somebody wrote me something recently. And she was looking at something, at an incident. She was sitting in a library, the place where you go to be quiet, other than a meditation hall, at least in the old days. Sitting reading in the library with another person who was also reading. And somebody, I don't quite have a visual picture of this because I wasn't there, I'm telling somebody else's story. But it, as I understood it from what was written, somebody came in the room, picked up a chair and moved it to another place. From one of the desks. And she and the other person in the room looked up. And she reported feeling disturbed. And some thoughts came up that, and I can't get it exactly, but why is this person doing this? This is supposed to be a quiet place. But also, with the thoughts, there was some listening. Not the quiet of one's in the library, one should be quiet. But a listening to the thoughts. In a kind of a bemused or amused way. Like, look at that. Such a simple thing. Somebody moves a chair and all of this comes up. Disturbance. And she also reported that there was quieting again, back to the reading. And sometime later, somebody came in, I think the woman with the, who had moved the chair, and someone in a wheelchair. So there was logic to it. The chair was moved to accommodate somebody. And I can't remember, but maybe there was some more thinking. Oh, this makes sense, or whatever. But again, it was reported that there was just watching the reactions, the dying of the reactions, and wondering, what's going on here? And I didn't hear that, oh, I should be a nice person, and wasn't I an awful person to not think that this was for somebody that needed this chair moved for a handicap, because they had a handicap. Staying simply with what comes up, what's here. Not making it complicated. Well, we do that sometimes. And then watching that. There's never a wrong place, an inappropriate moment to stop and to listen. And it's almost, no, I don't want to say almost. It just isn't a matter of right and wrong. It's such a trap. That listening, attention, awareness, which is really the heart of silence, doesn't need to take sides, doesn't take sides. Just marveling at the whole range of stuff. That comes up like the wind, that can be listened to as simply as the wind. Maybe something comes up, no, my fears, my angers, that's not simple stuff. The tendrils are so deep. Well, I don't know. But the listening is right here. And we see what we see. What is seen is seen. What's listened is listened. And maybe something will reveal itself in this quiet. It's, to me, the best way. Not seeking for answers, explanations, reasons. That can show itself in the quiet. Let's say it's almost a new way of living. Living in this moment, which is no moment. It's no thing. And yet it's so out of the ordinary. Having just watched some of this Benghazi hearing on television, we don't listen to each other. It's almost, we're so scripted. I think it may be worse for politicians, but we're all politicians at times. But it's so amazing. I was kind of casting about for an example this morning. But it does happen that we'll discover that we're speaking from the script. With great authority, with great intensity. And also discover that it's okay to just let it go. I did remember one thing. We had an inspection here once. We have inspections all the time. There was somebody new I hadn't worked with before. And he was pointing out something and I was disagreeing and pointing out something else. That there was another way. And it was fairly intense. And that night the inspector called me and said, "You know, you were right." And I was just kind of flabbergasted. I hadn't heard an official type person say that before. But I had done some reflecting too, and I said, "You know, I also think you were right." It creates space when there's this listening. We don't have to be right. We don't have to be anything. The masks, the facade. I want to say the BS can drop away. All of the nonsense. It's so hard to maintain. I think it wears us down more than anything else. It's such a relief to not have to be someone. To be. And to discover what that is from one moment to the next. Not fixed. Not fixed in someone else's ideas about one or one's own. Not fixed in ideas, they're just ideas. We give them such weight. What I believe. Who I am. Could I be nobody? What's the fear? What would be lost? For a moment, silent, still. No thing, but alive, alert, energy here. We'll end the talk here.